one sat alone beside the highway, begging. His eyes were blind, the light he could not see. He clutched his old rags and shivered in the shadows. Then Jesus came and bade his darkness flee. When Jesus comes...
It's time again for the Family Altar program with Evangelist Lester Roloff.
When Jesus comes, all the tears are dried away.
And here now is Brother Roloff.
And fills the life with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay.
It's time for the message. Have your Bible turned with us, please, to the book of Hebrews. I have read, and you've heard, I'm sure, about the gold rush. I think it was 1848, maybe. I wasn't around at that time, but I've been in one, I guess, ever since I've been born. Looked like we're still having it. Everybody's in a rush to get gold, and once you get it, you're not satisfied with it. But tonight, I'd like to do a little prospecting. I'd like for us to mine a little gold tonight. The Bible sure has a lot to say about gold. If you have a concordance, and most of you maybe do not have, but you look in your concordance at the references in the Bible to gold. G-O-L-D, gold. The Bible has a lot to say about it. And if a man, of course we've gotten off the gold standard, some people say, but at least gold still has its allurement. And America, though she was founded for God, and somebody said South America was founded for gold, and that explains the difference between the progress. Driving out here to the service, I heard the report, just a brief report of the car sales, and North America was down this year. And, of course, we've had so many strikes. See, strikes have paralyzed America. We strike enough to make us bankrupt. And we haven't got enough people working, enough hours, enough days, actually, to make a living in America. You see, the Bible set up a plan for farming, for working, for eating, for sleeping. See, God made the night sleep in. People don't sleep at night. They prowl like a bunch of possums. I mean, they crawl down every back alley, get in every garbage can they can get in. I mean, that's man for you. See, man hadn't got enough sense to go to bed, hadn't got enough sense to get up, hadn't got enough sense to work when he gets up. Total depravity. Brother, you won't hear that subject mentioned much anymore. Of course, we're still totally depraved, but nobody wants to mention it. I mean, rather than just kind of read on past it and forget it. But we're still totally depraved. And the best illustration of total depravity is America. Because we've had the light, we refused it. We've had an open door to the gospel, we turned it down. We've had an open Bible, we turned it down. We've had Christian schools, Christ was ruled out of the school. The Bible has been rewritten but not reread. And so tonight, I want you to turn with me to please some of the verses that I want to share with you. Turn to Job chapter 23 and verse 10. Job's going through some bad, hard places. And yet they're not bad places. He's going to come out all right. I really think this. I think if Job had to go through again what he went through to get what he received at the close, I believe he'd do it again. Brother, you don't come to a life of faith accidentally. And you don't get living by faith in a professor's classroom. You get it in the school of hard knocks and heartaches and heartbreaks And that's the reason these girls sing the way they do. That's the reason their minds are quick. And that's the reason they learn so many scriptures and so many songs by heart. And because they've come through some hard places. They know what it is to try suicide, many of them a number of times. They know what it is to get in shame and trouble, but they know what it is to come on through. You see, until you have a real experience, not an experiment, but an experience, you'll never be able to sing or testify. Never will. That's what's wrong with a lot of our church members. See, they just joined the church. Got baptized, got in the church, took a job, but they don't have a real testimony. You try to have a testimony meeting. You know why we don't have more testimony meetings out here? God called me to preach. I can't turn it over to these girls. They'd take service away from me every time. And what they say would be good. And I thoroughly thrilled to it. Never get tired of listening to them. But if we had a testimony, there'd be at least 30 girls coming running up here right now. Why? They got something to tell about. Something happened to them. And they were there when it happened. And that's the way it ought to be when the word of God's preached. Job chapter 23, verse 10. But he knoweth. If you go back two verses up above, you'll find something precious. Behold, I go forward. He's not there. Backward, I can't perceive him. On the left hand, where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, that I cannot see him. But he knoweth the way that I take. And when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. My foot hath held his steps. His way have I kept and not declined. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I've esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. That's the way it came out of it. Some of you wonder why you can't get the victory. You never will get the victory till you get in the book. I keep having to challenge you all the time, see? Some of you think, you know, just kind of sleeping in the home will give you the victory. Why, you sleep here till you're older than Methuselah and you'd go to hell right after you die if you don't give your heart to Jesus. Why, listen, there's nothing magic about this wood and about this air conditioning and these carpets and this beautiful building, all these brick. I mean, there's nothing magic. I mean, anybody could get a house like this. Rich people got houses like this. Well, there are people all over this country. They just a husband and wife live in a building that costs more than this whole thing costs. I know. Why? I can take you to a house that costs $250,000. And a man and his wife live in it. That is, they stay there part of the time. Why, they got gold bath towel rods and heated rods. You pick up the towel, why, it's warm. Oh, they got all the gadgets here. Listen, they've got their own private systems of power. If they have an electric failure, why, all of a sudden another deal comes on and they got their lights on again, deep freezer running. He said, he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. I know of a man. I don't know him personally. I don't guess everyone. Don't need to. He got a house cost $500,000. $500,000. One floor of it is his ice skating rink. This keeps it frozen year round. Yeah? And far as I know, he's getting too old to skate. He'd break a leg. I mean, aren't people silly? Can you imagine that? That's the reason I don't want to go around a lot of that crowd, because it'd make me sick. See what they waste and what we could use for the glory of God. And yet a lot of these little old poor rich folks sit around a big old mansion, you know, and fuss at each other, read the newspaper and see what the stock market did. Brother, I know what my stock market's doing. It's in good shape. In fact, is my stock's fixing to skyrocket. Amen? Man, we all fix to go up. I'm going up to see my stock one of these days. Amen. Well, you have your Bible, turn a little further, if you will. 28, verse 15. Job 28, verse 12, he said, where shall wisdom be found? Where are we going to find it? Where's the price of understanding? I want to buy some. Verse 11, 13, man knoweth not the price thereof. Neither is it found in the land of the living. The depth saith, not in me. The sea said, not with me. It cannot be gotten for gold, neither shall silver be weighed for the price thereof. All right. That's one reason I can't afford to get too interested in man's gold, because I can't buy wisdom with it. I've been memorizing over there where he said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, it'll be given him. You know what? I'm going to tell you out loud right now. If you don't have wisdom, it's because you haven't asked God for it. I believe anybody could have wisdom if they wanted it enough to go to God to get it. Most people running off to college to get wised up. Well, that's the last place you'll ever find wisdom. You hear all, listen, you won't get it off at college. You'll get it at Jesus' feet, or you'll never have it. Amen. Just one place to get your wisdom. Thank God it's a gift. Poor people can get it. Why, I know some poor people. They're some of the wisest people I ever saw in my life. You remember the little story I used to tell about it? An old man, he's living down the road out in a deserted place, and he got so smart and so old and everything until he said, ain't no need me living. I'm through. I've learned everything there is to know. There's nothing I don't know. And all of a sudden, he found out he didn't have any matches. He couldn't start a fire. And he said, my, what am I going to do for a fire? I have no matches. And well, he said, I'll go down the road. He went down the road, and there's an old Indian living down there in a little old sort of a hut. And he said, say, I come to borrow some fire. I run out of matches. You got any matches? He said, no, but me have fire. Well, he said, I forgot to bring a container to put it in. He said, you won't need it. He said, hold out your hand. He just put a big pile of ashes in his hand and then put the coals of fire in the ashes and said, now then, take the fire on back in your hand. The man shook his head and said, I don't believe I want to die. I never would have thought of that. I haven't learned it all. Amen? People are not half as smart as they think they are. Well, nobody has any wisdom. I said it the other night, I said it again. Did you know that no baby is born with a lick of wisdom? Have you ever seen a wise baby? Oh, now mother's talking about, said, isn't he sweet and cute and precious? Yeah, but you never hear one of them say, isn't he wise? Huh? You see, if little babies were born with a lot of wisdom, they may not need the mothers and dads as much as they need them. And they may not need training as much. And God said, and see, the Lord knew all about that when he said, train up a child. You got to train them up. Train them up. And then he said, bring them up in the nurture. You got to bring them up. Didn't say send them up or let them grow up. Said bring them up and train them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Well, Proverbs chapter 11. Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 22. Now this is an unusual verse, isn't it? But I don't know why I thought about it today. And I think I always kindly at least smile a little. As a jewel of gold in a swine's snout. Now that's a funny place to find a hunk of gold, isn't it? It's in a hog's nose. I got a letter from a friend, excuse me for this little comment. And she said, I stood for you the other day. I took up for you. And I thought, well, that's good. She said, somebody said about you that you weren't fit to run with the hogs. And I said that you were. She thought she's bragging on me there. As a jewel of gold in a swine's snout, so is a fair woman which is without discretion. That's a comparison for you, isn't it? That word really could mean pretty or beautiful, but she didn't have any discretion. She hadn't got any sense with it. Gold. What about Nebuchadnezzar made him an image of gold. That's still the image of the American people. It's an image of gold. What's all the wars? Every war has been a commercial war. Every one. Every one's been a war for capital and for gain and for gold. Every one of them. Never been a war fought. What brings on divorces and broken homes, and what brings on lawsuits and court trials? And most of the time it's money. What is it that breaks up the family after somebody dies and leaves an inheritance? It's the gold he left, and the children fall out with each other. They've told me by the dozens and hundreds, I've never spoken to my sister since my dad's funeral. I never go around them. Why? Gold. Isn't that selling out cheap? What would you sell for? What would you sell your character for tonight? I wish I could say this often. I need to say it. You'd say, well, Brother Olof, my character was gone when I came here. Because you know the things that I've been into. I've got good news for you. You've got your character back. Did you know that? Isn't that sweet? Isn't that good? I tell you. And listen, you've got the best character you've ever had in your life. After you get saved, really, you never did have any character until you got saved. If you did, where'd you get it? Nobody has any character until they have Christ. Christ is our character. And when you have Him, you got the best character. I mean, you'd say, well, what about the past? Well, what about the past? He's already forgotten it and forgiven it. What do you want to worry about it for? That's the good news of the gospel. That's the reason you girls can't afford to act like a bunch of little whip mangy dogs around here. You've struck it rich. I mean, you've hit the gold that will not perish. And you've got a lot to sing about. You've got more to sing about than the world's got to sing about. Wish you'd have talked to those 10 people I talked to on the phone. Oh, they said, is there any way, Brother Olof, you could help my boy and my girl? I said, sure, I don't know whether they're ready for it or not. Man, a home like this, it sure is a miserable place. See, a lot of people don't want peace. They don't want peace. If they do, they don't want to pay the price to have peace. The world doesn't want peace. We could have peace like that if people wanted to get right with the Lord, but people don't want to get right with the Lord. They'd rather drink liquor and smoke cigarettes and shoot dope and break up homes and live immorally. You can't have peace in a world like that. America's set on her sins. What about the gold? Bible said, I never had seen this till this afternoon. See, Nebuchadnezzar built him an image of gold. And that's the dad of Belshazzar. Nebuchadnezzar, he was that powerful monarch. Oh, he had the power. I mean, the Bible said, and Daniel told him, whom he would he slew, whom he would he put down, whom he would he kept alive. Listen, his word was law. All old Nebuchadnezzar had to do was just step out, raise his big fist, and the world would tremble. His soldiers would jump 3 feet high, he'd call their name and tell them tomorrow, why, listen, talk about power. Why, I guess he had it. Why, anything he wanted. But there came a day when he said, you know how I got it? You're looking at him, old Nebuchadnezzar. Oh, with my power and my might and my majesty, I'm a great success. I'm a man-made Nebuchadnezzar. Yeah, watch it. God reached down and grabbed him by the nape of the neck and pitched him off in the pasture. And the Bible says, his fingernails begin to grow like claws, and his hair begin to grow like birds' feathers. Until he learned that God was still on the throne. Amen? But wait a minute. He built a big old image of gold, you see, and he told him, said, everybody's going to bow down to the gold. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, why, they said, we may burn, but we won't bend. And you can just go ahead and heat your furnace, and I mean get your kindling ready. I like that. Little old Jew boys over there. They's homesick anyhow. Mom and dad all been killed, probably going to heaven. They said, why, we don't mind going to heaven through the fire furnace. But if God don't want us to burn, we won't be burning. And you know what? They just burned off instead of up. That's right. I mean, they just burned the shackles off of them. Amen? Had a bunch of old ropes and ties on little old hands, you know, and threw them in there, and all them old ropes around them, you know, boy, they just hit the bottom of the fire furnace, them old ropes, and psh. Oh, they jumped up around there and said, ooh, good to be free. Said, let's take our exercise, and, you know, they're having a good time. Why? They got their old ropes burned off. That's what the fire do for God's people. A bunch of them running from the fire, the best place you've ever been in your life. Little old martyr say, oh, what I'm going through. Going through. I praise the Lord if you're making it through it. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego went on through it. God gave them victory. But wait a minute. Belshazzar came right along. What did he do? He pulled a great big dance and party and got the musicians and got the golden vessels from up at the sacred city, brought them down and told them, said, here, drink the wine out of them, get drunk drinking out of them. Those were sacred vessels. And then you know what happened, don't you? Great big hand come riding on the wall. Meany, meany, tickle, you farcing. Yeah, scared him half to death. That old king began to tremble in his boots and said, musicians, get out of here! No more tunes tonight. Get out of here! But he couldn't read it. And he called all of his smart alecks, didn't he? That's every one of them. Soothsayers, Chaldeans, fortune tellers, all of his brain trust. Here they come. I can just see them come a-trotting in big robes on, you know. They probably right there in the party anyhow. And so they came in and he said, listen. He said, I'm going to put a gold necklace about your neck and I'm going to give you some beautiful robes and I'm going to let you be the third ruler in the kingdom. Yep! You'll read this on the wall. You know what happened? They looked just as dumb as a lot of people today when you give them the Bible. I mean, just as dumb as the professors off at college a lot of times. I can't you just see him standing on him and said, well, read it. He said, I don't know. I can't read that. He said, read it. He said, man, I'm dumb as you are. I could read the morning paper, but I can't read that. There you are. You know why? Why, sure you know why. That's God's handwriting. And you can't attend Belshazzar's dance and read God's handwriting. And I might as well go ahead and say it. You can't attend anybody's dance and read God's handwriting. Oh, you'd say, Brother Roloff. Don't Brother Roloff me. Anybody that has dancing feet, you don't have any praying knees to hang them on. You never have seen dancing feet hanging on praying knees. Still of the devil, drinking, smoking, immorality, and the worst music on earth to dance by. And you know it's so. Nobody but the devil's crowd goes to a dance. You'd say, well, what about my church? Well, go ahead. What about your church? It's nothing but a nightclub anyhow if it sponsors dances. You ought to take the name church down from in front of it and call it, you know, the first so-and-so nightclub. Yeah. Oh, you'd say, Brother Olaf, that's what makes enemies for it. I know it, but it makes friends for Christ if you'll believe it. I'm just warning you, dear friends, you just don't play hands and hug the devil without getting in trouble. Belshazzar came right along. You know what the Bible says? Daniel had to come and talk with him. And you talk about preaching a sermon. He said, Belshazzar, you remember your daddy's kingdom? Yes, sir. Of course, you know, he finally was called because these other fellows couldn't do a thing about it. Daniel came walking in. He said, let Daniel be called. He had to go find him. He's out there in his prayer place, I imagine. Finally, he come walking in. Daniel, simple, wonderful prophet of God. So different from all that bunch, you know, that came in there. He said, can you read this on the wall? And Daniel glanced at him and said, yes, sure. No difficulty at all. He said, fact is, I read it when I first came through the door. He said, you can really read it? He said, sure, I can read it. He said, well, read it. He said, no, I got a sermon on to preach to you first. Amen. You read over there in the fifth chapter of Daniel. He preached it to him, too. And you know one of the things he told him? He said, Nebuchadnezzar, thy father had a kingdom. Whom he would he slew? Whom he would he put down? Whom he would he kept alive? And said, there came a day when he hardened his heart and stiffened his old neck against God. And God threw him in the pasture and let him live like an animal to make him realize that God still had charge of the universe. Until he learned something. But he said, you know, thou his son, O Belshazzar, though thou knewest all of this, hast not humbled thine heart. You didn't profit by your dad's mistakes. Isn't it sad how that a daddy will hatch out a drunkard son? And he said, you know what you did? You have made you gods of gold and gods of silver. And you worshipped all these. But the God in whose hand your breath in is, thou hast not worshipped. You'd have him worshipped. You worshipped every God but the right God. And one of them was the God of gold. His daddy made a God of gold. You remember that? And I want you to know that it's all over. It's all over.
We're happy you joined us today for the Family Altar program with Evangelist Lester Roloff. The message today entitled, In the Gold Rush. The offer number is RO3433 if you would like to receive the message on a CD. To help us cover shipping and handling, we ask for a gift of at least $10, and we'd like to have today's date when you write. To order by credit card, call toll-free at 1-800-772-7507. The address is the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78403.
Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God. Will you pray with all your power while we try to preach the word? All is vain unless the Spirit of the Holy One comes down. Brethren, pray and holy manna will be showered all around.
The special offer for the month of May is Lighthouse Memories, number 838. To help with shipping and handling, please send $12 for the CD and some of the songs, Looking for a City, Hallelujah, What a Savior, Will Soon Be Done, Amazing Grace, and of course, The Lighthouse. Now to receive the CD, send $12, and we accept credit cards, by the way, and you can call us toll free at 1-800-772-7507 or write to the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78403. Again, the offer is Lighthouse Memories, offer number 838. The address again is the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78403, or use your credit card by dialing 1-800-772-7507. This is Gene Price speaking for the staff, hoping that you'll have a wonderful day. And we're looking forward to being with you again here on the Family Altar Program.
The strangers to God, His grace and His love, were gathered by blue Galilee to listen with joy to words from the lips of the stranger who sat by the sea. They came and they were blessed. He gave the weary rest. He made the blinded eyes to see. He fed the hungry soul and he made the wounded whole by the waters of blue Galilee.